It's called the Online Detainee Locator System. Users can search either with what's called an alien registration number or by the detainee's name, birth date, or country of birth, which ranges from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. The returns will show just where in the U.S. a detainee is being held, whether it's a county jail or federal detention center. Jill Vanami of Voces de la Frontera says it's a good first step in helping families and attorneys locate someone.
There are so many different immigration detention centers, and it really is difficult to locate somebody. So for the least, it really does help us find people. You get through the first step of actually locating where a person might be if they were to have been apprehended by immigration.
Vanami says an online tracking system can help save hours of calls and asking around for those wanting to locate a detainee. The records used in the online detainee locator system are updated within 8 hours of a transfer or release. It does not list minors or people released from ICE custody after 60 days. And for security purposes, it also does not list people who are currently being transferred somewhere else. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.